though nothing will drive them away. We can beat them just for one day. We can be heroes just for one day. And you can be me. I'll drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers, and that's a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. And though nothing will keep us together, we could steal time just for one day. We could be heroes forever and ever. What you say? I wish you could swim like the dolphins, like dolphins can swim. But nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. I will be queen.
Phobia is the song. That is from Shonen Knife, Ted Leo, his version of Heroes, classic David Bowie song. Talking Heads did Stay Up Late, and Scribble Monster and his pals did A Monster Goes Rawr. I know there's a new like album of Talking Heads covers, and I thought about playing one of those, and all of them I listened to, I was like, I would just rather listen to the Talking Heads. I love me a cover, i.e. that Ted Leo cover is great, but I just wanted to hear some Talking Heads. Coming up before the end of the break, Mr. Frank Gallo from Roly Poly Guacamole is going to call in and chat about their sort of weirdly large leap to fame after many years. We're also going to hear brand new music, exclusive music from Lucky Diaz and from Lucy Calentari and the Jazz Cats. It's all coming up. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined via Zoom by Frank Gallo. How are you today, Frank?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you here, Frank, from Roly Poly Guacamole, among other things. And you finished up your 11th album called Digging in the Dirt. And it occurred to me that you have recorded with sort of two of the people I consider geniuses in the world of music. Dean Jones, on the one hand, sort of a mad genius of family music. So many of my favorite things in the world, including your records. And then you also have recorded with the very recently late Steve Albini. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about sort of what their similarities are, what the differences are, just a little bit about those experiences.
Well, I mean, you know, Steve is very curt and to the fact, but they're both, you know, people, depending on how they've worked with Steve or how much they've worked with Steve, you know, sometimes they're like, he's a little rough around the edges or to himself. But I found Steve to be very warm, and just like Dean is very warm, and just both of them are fantastic people. Which makes you want to sit in a room with them for a long period of time and make a record. And actually, through the years of working with Steve, the first record I made just analog with him, but we got to a point by this last record that we made with him that I was able to I'm able to have Dean do his best parts and then Steve do his best parts and then get it all to work together. And I've done it different ways where we've like flown the music back to the tape. But this past time we had like a co-mixing engineer. So there was Brian Fox, who was kind of working the computer while Steve was mixing, but Dean Jones would like submix everything beforehand. And so, you know, it's interesting. I feel like we finally got the process right now, luckily for our last record with him. But yeah, like you said, Dean, once we started working with him, it was the Okie Dokie Brothers that I think told us like, you should really, you know, maybe for your next record, you should talk to Dean. And like, once we started making records with him, he's produced every record, whether it be my grown-up band, my solo band, or any of the kids albums I've made since about 2015. And
yeah, you know, I mean, he brings
can't do it without him.
I mean, I think a lot like Steve, just a level of authenticity. And they're both there, both were there in the case of Steve, to record something that sounds like you and to try and make that be the best thing possible, but not bringing their own idea of what you should be. And I think that is the sign of a great producer and a great engineer. I guess Steve didn't want to be called a producer very much. So
Yeah, I mean, sometimes he would actually give opinion. And yeah, like you said, Dean, it's the same thing. It's like, it's not always, both of them, they don't strive for perfection. They strive for, yeah, authenticity and what is fun and good. And I think that's, their similarity.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fun and good, you were recently featured on a popular, it's a YouTube channel, I think, right? Recess Therapy. And it sort of, how did that come about, and what has that been like for you?
Well, it was a random interview. He just interviews kids mostly in Brooklyn, but yeah, I guess he goes all over the world now and red carpets and stuff like that, and has kids ask celebrities questions and stuff. And he just asked this boy Ike, his top three bands, and Ike said, "Roly Poly Guacamole, Tom Petty, and the Beatles." And now, 42 million people have watched it, and we've got some T-shirts that say "Roly Poly Guacamole, Tom Petty, and the Beatles." And we finished writing his song that he wrote in that video, and now we put it out and made a video. That I don't know if you've seen the video, but we have both the host of Recess Therapy and Ike in the video. He's the waiter, and then Ike is having a tasty and yucky dinner with me and Andrew. And so, yeah, wouldn't have thought it was never in my wildest dreams would I imagine any of that would have happened, and it happened on the day that we released "Digging in the Dirt" to boot, and it was all totally random, and it's been amazing. Something like
So
that.
we're going to hear the song "Library Ghost" here. Tell us a little bit about that, and I know there's an odd coincidence with that one as well.
Yeah, so on "Digging in the Dirt," we had a song "Ghost Dog," which I think is one of my favorite songs because it was just a really, it's a true story, and it was but it's kind of spooky, but it's about a real dog that was named Ghost, but you don't find that out till the end of the song. And I've been doing that a lot at my schools, and then I was just kind of messing around with the idea of a library ghost one day, and then I came back to my kindergarten class the following week, and they were like, "So when are we doing library ghost again?" And I'm like, "That's not a real song. It's a joke." And they're like, "No, but seriously, let's do it." And so I kind of like worked it for about a month, and it was loosely based off the library ghost from Ghostbusters, but it's very loosely based off that. So because of the song with Ike, "Yum Yum Yum, I Love a Tasty Dinner." And we were up there at Dean's anyway. I'm like, "Well, let's start working on this." But little did I know, in the new Ghostbusters film, Frozen Empire, they brought back the library ghost after 40 years of the library ghost being vanished. So we kind of rushed production to have it come out like just about when the Ghostbusters movie did. So
Well, it's Roly Poly Guacamole. People can find out about you on your website, which is, I assume you have a website.
rolypolyguacamole.com.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Frank. Really good to see you. It is Roly Poly Guacamole with Library Ghost.
Turned around, nothing was there. It was the library ghost! Reference room, and I saw books in a tall stack piled high to the ceiling with pink slime dripping off of them. Just then I sneezed. I said, "Achoo!" And that's when I heard it for the second time. It went shh. But when I turned around, nothing was there. It was the library ghost. Thank you. myself in the children's department. I asked the librarian, what's a good book I could read? She gave me a really cool looking pop-up book. Best one I ever read. It was really funny too, so it made me laugh out loud. I said, just as I did, I heard it again. Went, shh. But when I turned around, nothing was there. It was the library ghost! If you happen to go to the library and start raising a ruckus in there, making lots of sounds, someone might turn to you and say, shh. But when you look behind you, if there's no one standing there, then now you know that you just had yourself an encounter with the library ghost!
Thanks again to Frank from Roly Poly Guacamole for calling in and chatting about their recent adventures and his work with Steve Albini over the years. That song was Library Ghost from that band. Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band has a new album coming out. It's called Brio Brio. This is an exclusive new track from that. It's Alegria on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Thank you. loon.
La 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 loon.
Simplicidad hace el mundo girar y encontrarás que cada día es especial. Solo hay que notar los sonidos alrededor o el rebote de un balón con su lindo resplandor. Balón, balón. La alegría por la mañana hasta el anochecer, pero un aviso es muy frágil. La diversión se acabará si el balón hace pum.
Lucy Calantari and the Jazz Cats, that is brand new music from her new album, forthcoming, and new music from Lucky Diaz before that as well. Alegria is the name of the song. And friends, we have reached the end of the show. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Any music for any kids come to you every week from our flagship station, KUTPRX, to a bunch of stations all over the country, wherever you might be hearing us. Hello, my name's Bill Childs, with you every week. We're online at sparetherock.com. If you go there, you can listen to shows going back, like, I don't know, 12 years, I think, something like that. The show's almost 19 years old, but we've got archives going back 12. You can stream it there. Online, like I said, at sparetherock.com. Facebook and Instagram, at sparetherock. Send me an email at show@sparetherock.com. We do start and end every show with They Might Be Giants this week. We're going to hear a song featuring Robin Goldwasser. I think we did that last week, too. This is In the Middle, In the Middle, In the Middle from No. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up, use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner when the coast is clear. And wait until you see the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up, use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner when the coast is clear. And wait until you see the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the
Rise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics and recently exhumed underground gems every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.